You are listening to the audio production of Healing After Abortion, God's Mercy is for You, by David Powlison. This book is published by One Audiobooks, originally published by New Growth Press, and read by Jeff Moon. If you are listening to this audiobook, you are probably struggling after having had an abortion. The turmoil you are experiencing is sometimes called post-abortion syndrome. But you don't need a technical term to describe what you are feeling. You are experiencing the common struggles of a woman who's had an abortion and who takes to heart what has happened. These are honest struggles. The feelings of guilt, the regrets, the depression, the heartache, the grief. For many women, these feelings become even more intense around the anniversary of the abortion. You might also be having other kinds of reactions. Perhaps you simply feel numb. You don't know how to face what happened, so you try to avoid thinking about it. Or you might feel a sense of anger and betrayal. Other people, your friends, your boyfriend, your parents, your husband, were involved in your decision. Perhaps you feel that they failed you. Now, you are having a hard time trusting anyone. Your abortion has led to brokenness and broken relationships. The last thing you might want to do right now is consider what God has to say to you. But He is the one who can help you. God in the Bible brings hope to every aspect of the turmoil you are experiencing. Are you afraid to face what happened? God's mercy invites you to confess to Him. Are you guilty and ashamed? God offers forgiveness. Are you full of regret? Your Redeemer specializes in rebuilding broken lives and making them fruitful. Do you feel pain that won't go away? God is a refuge for the broken and hopeless. Whatever reactions and emotions you experience, the living God is committed to entering into your struggle. He sympathizes with you in your weakness, but He does more than offer sympathy. Jesus steps into your life with mercy, hope, and transformation. How does this happen? Keep listening, and take to heart the tenderness of the God who enters the turmoil of our lives. Silence surrounds abortion. Have you noticed the silence that surrounds abortion? Nobody brings it up around the dinner table.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?